Okay, cool. Let me know when you're there. Until then, let me just do kind of a quick check-in. I just kind of need to get acclimated even to what you guys are dealing with, really in both classes. But let's just start here though. So you guys are working on some papers. Does anybody have a draft of this narration exposition paper yet? Yes or no, type it in. Anybody else? Anybody else? Do, don't. And as far as you were aware, was that due today? What's your awareness of the due date for this particular paper?
I knew it was due today. In between the time, my mom has been on here working on her online business, and so I've been trying to, you know, just get some in between time with that. I had time to finish my comparatives and government work, but it was due today, and I didn't get to do it.
Okay. I wasn't sure about whether it was due today or what was due today. I hadn't been in class for quite a while because last week I was doing a lot of SAT prep, and then this past Tuesday, it was during study hall. Y'all had the class during study hall, and I leave during study hall. So I wasn't sure, but I did ask one of my classmates, and they didn't understand that as the homework. So that may have been, but I didn't know that.
All right, it's all good. I'm still just kind of getting my feet on the ground and getting my head wrapped around the class. So, be patient with me. I'll be patient with you, and we should have this thing up and running smooth within the next week or so. All right. So, yes or no, if you have, if you're fairly comfortable with just the concept of narration and description. How many of you have read this piece on it already? The whole thing?
I have not read the whole thing. I read a little more than half of it.
Okay, everybody just take a minute or two just to review it now, just kind of skim through it. Whenever I ask you to review or skim, a good strategy is to kind of just read through the first sentence or maybe the first two sentences of each paragraph, kind of look at the headings and just kind of get a general idea of the information that is there, and then we can we'll go back specifically and dig into all the smaller pieces. The page we're dealing with is 156, lesson 21, 156.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just got back. I had to help my mom with a few.
Okay, I don't think you heard me. I said that I'm sorry. I just got back. I had to help my mom with a few errands because we have a guest, so I had to help her with that. But from this thing we're reading, we're on the expository text, and we're reading 156, lesson 21, right?
Yeah, we're not going to read it together. Well, at least not right this second. What I want you to do is just take a minute or two just to look over the whole thing real quick, kind of skim the main headings, check out the first sentence of each paragraph, and just kind of get a feel for the information that's here. If you read the whole thing already, then that's great. You can just kind of review. You're ahead of the game. Otherwise, just kind of skim through it for the next minute or so. All right, now, if you could actually read where it says 51, you kind of have an excerpt here of another book. Santharama Rao, Aspects of Beauty. Go ahead and read that whole thing from 1 to 9. And then we're gonna discuss that. Don't just skim it. Make sure you're reading the whole thing on just that piece, that excerpt. Quick check-in. You can just type in about how far you are, halfway, three quarters, one quarter, finished. Isachar, how far are you? Amir, you can't get to it? You got it now? Okay. You know, everybody stop. Everybody stop. Stop, 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 stop. Let me just check in with y'all real quick. Who knows what expository writing is? What's the point of expository writing?
Expository writing is like writing to explain something or going to in-depth details explaining something.
Okay, good. So let me just get your ideas. I think I'd rather you guys just kind of read through this piece more so on your own and with the time that we have today, because our time is short, because I went so far over in the last class. I want to make sure we at least understand the nuts and bolts of this thing. So make sure you guys read through these examples. After the excerpts and the paragraphs that follow, there's some really good questions that they ask in terms of the purpose that the narration is serving and the purpose that the description is serving to inform and explain. So just kind of make sure that some of the questions they answer for you, some don't, but just kind of make sure you read through this and understand those questions. But right now, let's just have a little discussion. Okay, so we understand that expository writing is informing. Yeah, everybody got that? So you're going to read 156. Yeah, to one. Actually, it goes a little bit further. You're going to read this whole piece. It goes all the way until 163. 156 to 163. Thank you, Achilles. Yours looks much better than mine. Appreciate that. Okay, so what do you think, what advantages do you get? Let's just start off with narration. Is everybody clear what narration is? Let me not assume. Is everybody clear what narration is? Anybody not clear? Okay. Wonderful. All right, so what advantage, how can narration be a tool to help you explain or inform when you're in your writing?
Well, narration is like a form of writing that you're explaining it like from your point of view. And I think it can help you in your writing by, you know, being able to explain something, by even if it's something that, you know, happened to you or something, you can explain it from your point of view and what you thought about it from your perspective and everything.
For me, it provides examples. So if you have a point, like in this selection, the person had a point that, not necessarily they were trying to prove, but they were writing about. And with the narration, it gave real life examples that you could take in. And with narration, I guess with it being a story, I think it helps the reader grasp it a little bit more, perhaps in some ways that they can apply it to their own life, or just see, you know, playing out in a real world example rather than explaining exactly how it would happen in an expository way.
I think it also makes it a little more interesting when you include a story instead of just like plainly explaining whatever it is you're explaining. It makes it more interesting if you can give an example, and in a story, it really sort of keeps the reader wanting to read. So,
very good, very good. You can provide examples. You can give a lot more details. Definitely makes it more interesting. Can help keep the reader's attention. All of those are great examples for using narration. What about description? Why is description helpful in expository writing?
Okay, I don't know if I'm cutting anybody off right away.
Go ahead.
Okay, I think that descriptive writing could be useful in expository writing because you could describe like the imagery of something, you could describe the visual aspects of whatever it is you're explaining. So describing something, can you hear me out? Okay, I think that's because I keep thinking that I have an external mic now, so
It's further away from me, but I'm closer now. So, so a descriptive writing, it can help you visually. It can help you explain something, like the physical characteristics of something when you're explaining it. So people can, in your writing, they can get the visual aspect of it. And also, it can just help with your overall explanation if people can see and feel what you're saying when you use descriptive writing techniques.
Okay, good. Very good. Details, details, details. The more details you can include, the more you can describe the scenario you're trying to inform about, then the better off your readers is going to be, the more informed they're going to be, etc. All right, now let's deal specifically with your essays, because I want to make sure next week that I'm reading some essays so I can get an idea of where your writing skills are at. I've been kind of going through the wiki pages and checking out some things here and there, but I want to get some up-to-date stuff. So on Tuesday, I definitely want to see at least a draft. Okay, the ones that you have done, these are in your wiki folders? How do I see those? They're in the wiki folders. Okay. And I have a list here. Have you guys done an analysis paper yet? Okay. All these yeses are to the analysis folder, I'm assuming. Okay, so, and that one's, okay, so your analysis paper is already in there. That hasn't been, those haven't been corrected yet, as far as you know. Talk to me. Okay. All right, so, and then what about a process paper? Have you guys done process papers yet? Okay, and the process papers are also in your wiki folders. And when you label those, are you labeling them analysis paper and process paper, or are there other titles I should be looking for? Okay. I'm assuming all those yeses means yes, that's what they're called. That's what they're titled in the wiki pages. Speak now, forever hold your peace. All right. So what about compare and contrast? Have you guys done compare and contrast essays? Done those too. You've done those too. All right. So... Alright, if you do not have an analysis paper, a process paper, or a compare and contrast paper in Wiki right now, if you don't have any of those three essays already uploaded that I can go and look at, tell me now.
I do not have most of those. I have some of them that they're just not on the wiki, but like they're on a computer, on my computer, or on a computer at home. But last week, where during the time when a lot of us were like catching up with all our writing assignments, I was focusing on SAT prep and stuff like that. So I have a lot to catch up on, which is part of what I'm doing this week. So most of those I don't have, but I can give you like a date or time where I will, and you can look over them.
Okay. Tell y'all what. What we'll do is by the next class, next Tuesday, I would like for your wiki folders to be updated through narration and description. That means you're going to have all four of those essays. So if you only need to do the narration and description, then your job is not that difficult this week. If you got a few more that you need to do, then you're going to have to just knuckle down and knock those out. And I'll start checking them out and giving you some feedback. Can somebody explain to me specifically with this narration and description, if somebody could just kind of explain to me in terms of the subject matter, do you guys just get to choose what you're writing about? Does it need to be specific to one subject or another? Kind of tell me how that's working. And even with the past ones, did you guys get to choose those subjects? Or
Yeah, pretty much we get to choose our own subjects, but like I've looked up subjects and just came up with some off the top of the head, so yeah.
Sometimes.
Right, well, let's do this. Before we leave today, what I would like to see is I would like for everybody to at least know for the narration and description to know and to be able to tell me what the subject of their essay is going to be. And then if we could, once we get everybody clear on what their subject is going to be, which I'd like to do in the next few minutes, so start vibing on that right now, and we can start kind of discussing it and throwing some things out and getting some feedback from one another. Also, I'd like for you just to kind of, or for us to discuss how we could specifically use narration and description to, you know, to inform about that specific subject. Make up on. Okay. Okay, I see you. All right, cool. So let's hear it. Initial ideas, let me know if it's an idea that you're solid about or if it's just something that you maybe are thinking about. But let's throw around some ideas for possible subjects for an expository essay. You're going to be informing me about something. You're going to be using narration at some point in the essay, and you're going to be using description at some point. Who knows, how long does the essay need to be?
Usually he doesn't give us an amount, but like maybe 3 or 4 paragraphs, so 5 paragraphs or something.
Well, I know that we have to have at least 3 paragraphs. Intro, body, and conclusion.
Is that for all of them? Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to keep it. Honestly, I would like to see y'all doing at least 5 paragraphs, but I'll accept 3. I'll accept 3 for right now. 3, it's kind of hard, really, to get into any kind of depth or detail in only 3 paragraphs. But I'm not going to raise it up on you for this one. But later on, you're going to have to raise that up. I'd like to see y'all doing at least 5. Okay. So, let me hear some ideas. What are you guys thinking about writing about in terms of the expository essay? Give me some subjects. Okay, Keila, St. Louis, speak on it. Get on the mic. Let me know. What are you just, what, is there anything specific about St. Louis? You're just going to be telling us about the city? Is it something about the culture? Or are you going to be talking about the sports teams? Or what is it? What are you telling us about St. Louis? What are you informing us of?
Well, the reason that St. Louis just popped into my head is because we just went there this weekend. And so I was going to maybe talk a little bit about the trip. I was just one of the subjects that I was throwing out there, you know, to maybe use as my subject.
I like it. Okay, I like it. Now, that's a good subject. It sounds like you already have a perfect scenario to integrate narration into it with being on the trip. You can even, you know, integrate some conversations. Remember, though, I want you to start thinking about what specifically about St. Louis. Yes, Isaacar. What specifically about St. Louis do you want to touch on? So what was it that caught your eye when you were there? You know what I mean? What was it that you were most interested in? Was it the architecture? Was it the people? Was it the food? And then you're going to need to start thinking about, and everybody else as well, how are you going to use narration to further give detail about that, to inform about that piece of St. Louis, okay? You only got 3 to 5 paragraphs, so you can't go through everything about St. Louis. You're going to have to pick some of the highlights, and then you're going to have to think about the conversations that you had there that you would want to include that are specific to those pieces. You don't want just narration for the sake of narration. Don't just put random conversations. I'm not talking just to you, Akila, to everybody. Don't just put random conversations into your essays, okay? We don't want to know what Buki and them was doing last weekend if it's not relevant to what you're trying to inform your reader about, okay? So no random conversations. Remember, the narration is a tool for you to use to better inform your reader about, in this case, St. Louis. All right, so that sounds good. Akila, anybody else got something for me?
Yes, I did the narrative and expository one already in the analytical one. So the only one Oh, yeah, I keep on forgetting my mic. Okay, I think you're asking me now. Okay, so I did the other papers. I only have the process paper and the comparison and contrast. And for the process paper, my subject for the process paper, hold on, I'm trying to scroll up in the text chat. 1 second.
Yeah, right now I just want you to tell me about a possible subject for the paper in front of you, the narration and description. The process paper. These other papers, the analysis process and compare and contrast. I'm just gonna go into your wiki and check those out. But right now, I want to hear about possible subjects for this paper, the narration and description, so that we can kind of discuss how we can put narration in there. If you put in a subject and it scrolls way up to the top, just throw it back in there again so we can talk about it. Okay, Amira, what's the event? Amira, do you have sound over there, or just type in and let me know if you have sound or not. If you do, I'd like to hear about the event you're dealing with this weekend.
Okay, they're going to be talking about, like, police brutality and stuff like that, and just what can be done about it. So I was going to talk about, you know, like who spoke and what I got from it and everything.
This is an event that you're about to go to, or an event that you went to already?
I don't know. Can I do that? The event that I'm about to go to? Because I can't really think of nothing that, you know, like already happened or something that I can just kind of pull out the sky, you know.
What do the rest of y'all think? Let me know. Type it into the text chat. Personally, I think you definitely could do one about an event that's coming up. It would, you know, the purpose would be to inform your reader about that event, almost like you're trying to recruit them to go there, maybe, or, you know, you're just trying to raise the awareness about the event. Remember, when you come with your subject, when you think about your subject, your very next question, like, let's take St. Louis again, just because it's real simple and easy. Let's take St. Louis. So if my subject is St. Louis, my very next question is, what am I trying to inform my reader of? What do I want them to know about St. Louis? What do I want them to know about the event coming up this weekend? As far as the event, of course, I'm going to want them to know the name of the event, where it's going to be, the time it's going to be, who's going to be there, why somebody would want to go. You know, any other little extra things that might get somebody excited. There's going to be food. There's going to be a DJ. There's going to be dancers. There's going to be a movie. All right? But remember, before you put pen to paper, you want to know, what is my purpose? What am I trying to inform my reader of? That's going to guide everything else. That's going to guide which conversation you pull in to use for a narration. And it's going to guide which details you use in your descriptions in this essay. Make sense? All right, so Amina. Exactly, Akila. The paper would be like a commercial for event. All right. All right, so Amira, keep thinking about some of those details. Start thinking about what type of conversation you could pull in to use for your narration, what type of details you could use. All right, Akanke, evacuating from New Orleans. Now, I don't know if I don't remember. Maybe you guys were just talking about that in one of the last classes. It seemed like, is that a paper you already wrote? Okay, this is one for your idea for this upcoming essay. Okay, great. So, in terms of evacuating from New Orleans, what would you What would your purpose? Let's look at that part of the process. She has her subject, evacuating from New Orleans. Now, what's the purpose of your essay? What do you, I'm your reader, what are you going to inform me of?
I was thinking about, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about talking about how, like, my family's personal experience was, like, what we had to go through and how we got here to Georgia, just talking about my personal experience.
Okay, good. Now, the thing is, these are the tools that you're going to use. But my question to you is, what are you going to inform me of? Remember, an expository essay is all about information. You're teaching me something. You're giving me some directions. You're taking me through a process. You're informing me. Okay, that's the whole point of the expository essay. So before, now you're talking about using your personal experiences to kind of paint the picture, which is perfect. But what picture are you trying to paint? Or I guess a better question is, what is it that your reader is going to learn from those personal experiences? What is the information you're trying to impart? What are you going to inform us about?
I guess I would be informing my reader about, I'm not really sure. I guess just talking about, like, the things that we saw, or, like, what we had to do to get out. I'm not really sure how to answer the question.
Okay, now, that's one idea. You could be informing your reader about what it took to evacuate from New Orleans. That could be your subject. Okay, that could be the information. Now, when you just say leaving from New Orleans, you see what I'm trying to do, you guys? You guys are kind of giving me these ideas, and then all you want to do is, once you get that idea, is you want to focus it. You want to focus it down, because remember, you only have 5 paragraphs, and there's a lot that you could cover. So we're getting these big ideas, and then we're focusing them down. So, Akanka, you went from evacuating New Orleans, and now let's focus it to the specific, you're informing your reader of the specific steps that it would take to evacuate from New Orleans. Somebody else might do something on that same subject, that they might focus in on, the death toll during that time, or somebody else might focus in on the role of the police in helping the evacuation. See what I mean? So you want to take that your main idea that first pops into your head, and then focus it down, because once you focus it again, that's going to help you decide which conversations am I going to bring in for the narration, et cetera, et cetera, and what descriptions am I going to use. So just kind of keep kicking those around, Akanka. Good job. Isachar, let me hear yours. I think you were talking about the SAT.
Oh, yes. Let me roll up to mine real quick. Okay, yeah. My narrative and descriptive one, which is lesson 21, it's going to be on how I took the SAT. I'm going to narrate and describe all the processes I went through, the other process that I went through taking the SAT this Saturday. And I'm going to use my compare and contrast paper. It's going to be comparing the Xbox 360 console to the PlayStation 3 console.
Okay. Let's stick with the narration description essay for the moment, and then I'll be looking forward to seeing where you weigh in on Xbox and PlayStation. But as far as the SAT, go ahead, Eva.
Okay, I want to know, or I guess just get clear on the narration and description. Is that two separate assignments? Because that's what I thought. Like, there would be a exposition with narration essay and then an exposition with description essay, just because of how they outlined it in the lesson. But it seems like some of y'all are saying, like, narration and description with one topic So I'm just trying to get clear on that.
My impression, again, this was an assignment that was actually coming from before I came on. My understanding was that these two in particular, all of them are not together. So analysis is separate from process, is separate from compare and contrast. My understanding was that narration and description were going together. They're written together here in the lesson. But if I'm wrong, let me know. Yeah, I was just saying that my understanding is that the narration and the description both go together. Remember, both these things, narration and description, they're tools. It's like your shovel and your rake, okay? Your shovel and your rake. And the question is, how are you going to use these tools to clear the yard out? Okay, what's going to be your strategy in using the shovel? Are you going to use the shovel to get the leaves up? No, you're going to use the rake. All right, so that's kind of what we're asking. Now, my question, Isakar, is everything cool? I don't know that good stuff. Okay, so, excuse me, Isachar, with the SAT essay, my question to you is, you said you're going to talk about taking the SAT, but my question is, what about that process or that experience of taking the SAT, what are you focusing in on that you're going to inform us about? This is an expository essay. I know I keep repeating myself, but I'm doing that on purpose. So just so you don't think I'm crazy, saying the same things over and over and over again. Expository essay is informing and explaining. So, Isachar, what are you informing me of? What are you explaining to me about the essay? Excuse me, the SAT.
My experience of the SAT as a whole, just basically like from going there and having all my stuff ready to the last section and finishing up.
For what purpose? Why is it important? Why is it important for me to know your experience? I'm only asking you these things because it'll help you to choose how you're going to use these tools to accomplish your purpose. Are you telling me about your experience so that I'll be prepared when it's my turn to take the SAT and I'll know kind of the steps it's going to take? Are you telling me the experience because you disagree with something that happened in there? They shouldn't have had you use a number two pencil. There should have been number three pencils. And you need to focus in on that. What specifically about the experience? Why do I need to know about your experience? Why do I need that information? Why are you informing me of your experience?
For anyone who hasn't taken the SAT or PSAT before, so they would know how it goes on, what goes on, what my experience was of the of it was like. To teach them how to be prepared and ready for when they take it. And also maybe a sidebar, why they don't let us use mechanical pencils, because I was highly upset when I found that you couldn't use those. Those are the only pencils I use.
Okay. All right. So, all right. You only have five paragraphs, so I don't know if I would, I think I might keep focused. And not get, I think you got some frustration built up about the mechanical pencils I could hear in your voice. So I don't know if I would get caught up into that one if I was you. You might want to just keep it on the process. But, all right, we're kind of getting running down. I'm going to double check. There's still some question about whether these essays, in terms of description and in terms of narration, are supposed to be together or separate. So let me check on that. And, and let you know. We're going to get ready to wrap things up. I want you to remember with these narrations, the whole purpose of focusing your purpose. You want your purpose as focused as possible. What is your subject? Then focus it. All right? And then remember, with narration and with description, use those tools for what they're for. Don't rake the leaves with the shovel, okay? Use narration in order to better inform, not just for a random conversation in there. Same with description. Don't tell me why the sky is blue unless it's relevant, okay? I'll be looking forward to reading those essays. Why don't you guys go ahead and get your appreciations out, and then let me double check. Don't leave quite yet. And let me double check and just make sure if these are supposed to be together or separate. I do want to just throw out, I have an appreciation for Nasha for having doing a great job facilitating this morning, asking a lot of good questions to keep the conversation moving in the AM session, and also Asachar for his amazing oratory when he read the pledge. Give me your appreciations, and then let me get this info for you.
I appreciate everybody. This has been a really good class. I'm going to get on writing that paper. I got some good stuff. I'm all excited. I appreciate my classmates, and I appreciate Barbara Sean, and I'll see everybody. Okay, I appreciate Barbara Sean. This is a great class, too. We got a good topic with my paper. I'm kind of excited about that. Thank you to my classmates, thank you for the participation, and Barbara Kester for being here and taking the technical support. And have a great day, so. I don't know how to get off the clock now. I'm sorry, guys.
I appreciate Brother Sean for teaching this really good class, and for the last class, I really think that the discussions are really good. And I appreciate my classmates for their participation. And I appreciate just everybody coming to school today and being prepared. And I'll see y'all later.
I appreciate everyone coming to class today. I appreciate Baba Sean for teaching. And I appreciate everyone for their participation. And I'm looking forward to everyone's papers. I'm also looking forward to writing this. Sounds going out. But anyway, have a great lunch.
I appreciate everyone for coming to class. It's been a great class, a great day. I'm really getting a clear understanding of using narration and description in exposition rather than writing an actual narration and description essay altogether. So this has been really helpful. And I am also excited to see and hear everyone. And I appreciate everyone for participating. For hanging in there and doing your best work. So I'll see y'all in French. Peace.
All right. I think that was everybody. I'm not sure if somebody else has one. If they need to get out, let me know. Don't leave yet, please. Quite yet. I got just a couple quick announcements, and I'll get you off to lunch. And just as a general habit, I mean, I understand if you're at home and your mother, you know, calls you, or your father, somebody calls you and you need to go do something, then, you know, go handle that. But generally, just as a rule, don't leave until we dismiss, just in case there's any last-minute announcements or anything. The essay, they're going to be together. Description and narration going to be two tools that you're going to use together for that one essay. Which will be four essays in all that I'll be looking for. Really, some of them I'm going to be, you know, looking for between now and then. But by next Tuesday, I'll be looking for those four essays that we discussed. Compare and contrast, process, narration and description, and the first one that I'm forgetting. Where's my paper? You know what I'm talking about. Who knows it? Who knows it? The first one I'm forgetting. Analysis. Ah, you didn't beat me. You thought you did, but you didn't. All right. So, Ife, nice try. So those four papers I'm going to be looking for next Tuesday. I want you also to remember and to keep looking at. I feel like I'm a little bit behind on this, but definitely by Tuesday I'm going to be all over it. The essay or the project in terms of your African country. For history class, comparative history and government. All right, so I want you really thinking about that. Make sure you're putting in some work on that. I'm going to get my head around it a little bit better, and we're going to be making sure that that one's tight. But make sure you're reviewing all that information for history and relating it to that project with your African country. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Any questions?
Yeah.
Anybody out there? I'm starting to feel lonely.
With our countries and comparative history and government, is that like a homework assignment, or I'm just trying to get clear on what you're saying you want us to do for that?
Honestly, I'm a little bit unclear on exactly where you guys are at in that project, and I know it's getting kind of late, so I was hoping we could discuss that a little bit before you left, but I don't want to go too far into your lunchtime. So I'm going to table that for now. I'll go deal with Baba Wakesa and get my head around that. You guys should be aware where that project is at, and all I'm telling you to do now is just to continue moving forward, continue doing your research, continue working on your presentation, and putting together, that's right, up till 12:15. I forgot. Okay, cool. Well, then let's get into it then, since we got a little bit of time, because I forgot about that. Where are you guys, if somebody could step up and describe for me where you are? I was thinking 12. I'm over here thinking I'm pushing over again. Where are you right now in those projects with your African country? And where are you supposed to be? Where are you, and where are you supposed to be as far as your understanding?
Right now, I'm about to begin. Like, I haven't done it yet. I'm going to start today because I'm finally done with my economy. So I'm going to start that today. So basically, I don't know where I'm supposed to be, but I'm going to know where I am, and I'm going to get it done.
Okay. So we're working in teams. So each person has a partner.
Oh, gosh. Okay, sorry. I keep on moving this mic away. I hope you can hear me now. So what I said was that in that class, we're working in teams, so each of us have partners. My partner is Akila, and she's working on Tanzania, and I'm working on Zimbabwe. And last week, we were focusing on the economy, but I think everyone got kind of behind working on the economy because we sort of got confused, so we had to choose a focus in the economy. So I finished my PowerPoint presentation. I just have to add the audio to it, and once I do that, I'm going to be finished. And right now, this week, we're focusing on Congress. So we're supposed to have done, right now, we're supposed to have done the research on the Congress, and then by Tuesday, we should have a presentation done on that to teach our partner about the Congress in our country. That is.
When you guys are working with your partners, when you're presenting to your partners, do you do that during class time, or you do that on your own time?
We do that on our own time, but our teachers afterwards, they'll come and look at our presentation to see what we're doing, like our work. So we'll present to each other after class, but then we'll put our links in so the teacher can look at it, what we've done afterwards.
Right. Yeah. So we do presentations to our partners, and then we take essays. We have to create an essay based on our research and the presentation. And then our partner has to take our essay, and then we have to take their essay. And then by Tuesday, come back with that. Technically, I think the essay is supposed to, I mean, not the essay. The lesson and the quiz is supposed to be done by Friday, if I'm not mistaken. And the quiz is supposed to be done by Tuesday.
No, it doesn't have to be done by Friday. It just has to be done before Tuesday. You don't have to have it all done on Friday, for my sake.
He said Monday at the latest is when we have to have it done.
All right, so my understanding is that you need to have the Congress piece of your project, the presentation, and the quiz by Monday.
Right, that's exactly what it is.
All right, then I'm going to be looking for that on Tuesday. Appreciate the help. I'm going to be looking in your presentations and in your quizzes. I'm really going to be looking to make sure that you included that information that we dealt with today and last week. Again, the outline for the class is in Wiki. The links that all the links we're dealing with are in there. There's a couple more Baba Wakesa has forwarded to me that I'll be including later on. So definitely you probably want to even if you check in with that today or tomorrow, you might want to come back and look at that outline again sometime this weekend, because I may add a couple little things to it that can help you out. But just make sure that information in terms of the pros and the cons of those systems, how that, you know, plays out in your country, even the powers that the Congress has in your country, are they the same as here in the United States, or, you know, are they the same as in Trinidad? You know, you want to compare those. Make sure that that information is getting in there. What we kind of touched on just briefly at the end about the character of the Congress. What's the character of the Congress in that country? That's really what this thing comes down to. It doesn't matter how good a system you have built. It doesn't matter what the shell looks like. If you got a bunch of clowns in there and a bunch of people that's dirty, then, you know, the nation's not going to get far. The people are not going to be served. You guys are going to get some kicks out of that article that I put in there about the senators and the representatives here in the United States. I feel like I'm forgetting something. All right, let me just do a quick review, see who was listening today. Y'all with me? You out there? Type in a yes if you're out there. Okay. All right. I'm working on some more games, too. If anybody has any good ideas, taking any little game shows or anything that you see out there, if there's a way that we can... Is that better? If there's a way that you can figure out a way to kind of remix a game that we can use here, let me know. I think that's a really good way for us to learn and to challenge one another. What are you going to do once you get your general subject for your narration and descriptive essay? Once you come up with your general subject, St. Louis, what's going to be your next step after that? What, I stumped y'all on the first one? What, y'all not answering because I didn't offer any points for this one? 2 points for the winner, 2 points.
I'm on a delay, so I'm like just not hearing your question, but I put my answer in the first set.
I got you. Don't worry about it. I'm just messing with you anyway. You guys will learn that I do that quite a bit. Good. The research you're going to do, that's probably going to be the step after that in terms of reviewing your travel journal, Akilah. What I'm looking for is once you get that general subject, again, you're going to focus in and think about what you're going to inform the audience about. Don't forget that piece, because that's your foundation. Like they say, don't build a house on a foundation of sand. You want to build on some rock. If you don't figure out what that focused information is, then you're going to be building on sand. So you want to make sure that you got a rock to build on, okay? How are you going to decide which conversations or which narratives you should include in your essay?
Can you repeat the question real quick?
How are you going to decide once you've come up with your subject and you focused in on what you're going to inform your reader about, you've done your research and you're ready to start writing, now you want to bring in narration as a tool to kind of spice it up, but how are you going to decide which narration you should use? Good. Akilah got it here. Anybody else want to add to that? Isachar, good job. All right, that's good. Good. You just want to make sure that you're using narratives that that go with your subject. Somebody give me an idea. Okay, it's 12:15. I'm not going to go over since I took you so far over last time. Y'all enjoy your lunch. Make sure you review those outlines. Make sure you read. Oh, one more thing. One more announcement that I did have. In this, I guess it's in this book that tells you about the different writing styles, the one that we are reading from a little bit today in Lesson 21. Y'all understand the book I'm talking about? Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, good. In that same book, earlier in the book, there's sections on narration specifically and description specifically that you might want to go back just to review. It's not part of your homework to go back and reread those sections, but if you're just trying to get a grasp of how to use those devices for your diabolical purposes, you can go back into earlier into that book, and there's some pieces in there. All right, let's get our, I think we did our appreciations already. Unless anybody has any questions, handle your business. I enjoyed the class today, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
I just wanted to appreciate you, Brother Sean, for the teaching and everything, and for jumping right in, and you're really taking well to everything. And I know you might be having a little bit of a hard time, but generally you're doing really, really, really great. So I appreciate you and everybody else, and I'll see y'all later.
I agree with everything that Ife just said. I just think keep up the good work, and thank everybody for participation.